The following are transliterated versions of the sacred names that are in use by various sacred name groups. And let me emphasize, God's personal name is not the Hebrew name of Elohim or any of the other titles. His name is just his name. Of all the pronunciations, Yahweh and Jehovah, correctly pronounced as Yehovah, are the most accepted, and really, all the variations cling to either one, coming from the root, Yah. Yahweh's worship had its orgiastic aspects is not its only tie to Canaanite paganism. Yahweh is also referred to in the Bible as El, or its plural Elohim. The name El can merely mean a God, or can mean the specific deity. The term Yahweh, transliterated Yaha, is also pronounced Yah-Yah, Yaha-Yahu, or Yahu. In the ancient gods, Reverend James avers that Yahweh was possibly a minor Canaanite god named Yahu or Yoh. Thus, says he, on a cuneiform tablet at Tanakh, dated between 2000 and 3000 BC, the name Ahi-Yahu occurs. And the abbreviation Yoh appears on the handles of jars at a later date in Palestine, as well as in the form YW Adugarit. In Jewish theology, Yahweh came to dominate the extensive ancient pantheon, originating as a local tribal volcano and fire god, to become the god of the cosmos. Concerning Yahweh, in Moses and monotheism, Sigmund Freud observed, Yahweh was undoubtedly a volcano god. I am certainly not the first to be struck by the similarity of the name Yahweh to the root of the name of another god, Jupiter, Jovis, Jove. The volcano, like any other impressive or fearful aspect of nature, had become an object of worship for human beings from the time of the earliest Stone Age. Yet the original Yahweh, which was one of the gods of the Old Testament, seems to have begun as a volcano god. Yahweh was originally the god of the storm or the volcano, whereas the god of the Israelites, Allah, was a sky god. The god of Judah was originally a volcano god, which is well attested in the Bible. This volcano god was known as Yahweh, spelled YHWH, since vowels weren't used in Hebrew writings or by the Egyptians for that matter. The Bible has many examples demonstrating that Yahweh was thought of as a volcano god. For example, Exodus 24:17, to the Israelites the glory of the Lord looked like a consuming fire on top of the mountain. Exodus 13:21, and the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of a cloud to lead them the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light to go by day and night. Genesis 19:24, the Lord rained on Sodom and Gomorrah brimstone and fire from the Lord out of heaven. Deuteronomy 4:11, and he came near and stood under the mountain, and the mountain burned with fire unto the midst of heaven, with darkness, clouds, and thick darkness. Judges 5:5, the mountains melted from before the Lord, even that Sinai from before the Lord God of Israel. Numbers 11:1, now the people complained about their hardships in the hearing of the Lord, and when he heard them his anger was aroused. Then fire from the Lord burned among them and consumed some of the outskirts of the camp. Deuteronomy 5:23, and it came to pass, when ye heard the voice out of the midst of the darkness, for the mountain did burn with fire, that ye came near unto me, even all the heads of your tribes, and your elders. Psalms 97:5, the hills melted like wax at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. Psalms 104:32, he looketh on the earth, and it trembleth, he toucheth the hills, and they smoked. Psalms 144:5, bow thy heavens, O Lord, and come down, touch the mountains, and they shall smoke. Isaiah 34:9-10, and the streams thereof shall be turned into pitch, and the dust thereof into brimstone, and the land thereof shall become burning pitch. It shall not be quenched night nor day, the smoke thereof shall go up forever, from generation to generation it shall lie waste, none shall pass through it forever and ever. Isaiah 64 1-3. O that thou didst rend the heavens, that thou didst come down, that the mountains might flow down at thy presence, as when the melting fire bneth. The fire causeth the waters to boil, to make thy name known to thine adversaries, that the nations may tremble at thy presence. When thou didst terrible things which we looked not for, thou camest down, the mountains flowed down at thy presence. Jeremiah 51:25. Behold, I am against thee, O destroying mountain, saith the Lord, which destroyest all the earth. And I will stretch out mine hand upon thee, and roll thee down from the rocks, and will make thee a burnt mountain. Micah 1:4. And the mountains shall be molten under him, and the valleys shall be cleft, as wax before the fire, and as the waters that are poured down a steep place. Nahum 1:5-6. The mountains quake at him, and the hills melt, and the earth is burned at his presence, yea, the world, and all that dwell therein. Who can stand before his indignation? And who can abide in the fierceness of his anger? His fury is poured out like fire, and the rocks are thrown down by him. Exodus 33:10. Whenever the people saw the pillar of cloud standing at the entrance to the tent, they all stood and worshipped, each at the entrance to their tent. Psalm 99:7. He spoke to them from the pillar of cloud. They kept his statutes and the decrees he gave them. Isaiah 4:5. Then the Lord will create over all of Mount Zion and over those who assemble there a cloud of smoke by day and a glow of flaming fire by night. Over everything the glory will be a canopy. Jahweh was undoubtedly a volcano god. There was no reason for the inhabitants of Egypt to worship him. I am certainly not the first to be struck by the similarity of the name Jahweh to the root of the name of another god, Jupiter, Jovis. The voice of the Lord flashes forth a fire. In Daniel's vision, Yahweh claims for his throne a flame of fire, around which flows like a moat a river of fire. Fire is, in fact, as John Lachlan confirms, the oldest symbol with which Yahweh is associated in the Old Testament. Jahweh was certainly a volcano god. Yahweh was the god of the southern Palestinian tribes, who associated this concept of deity with Mount Horeb, the Sinai volcano. We are quite certain that the original Yahweh was a volcano in Sinai.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
We hear that God's name is Yahweh. Let me tell you something about Yahweh. I mean, I've spent 42 years looking at this stuff, and as far as I'm concerned, I'm amazed at how many people don't even begin to know what these words mean. Yahweh is not the name of God. Yahweh in Hebrew is an expressive term. It's expressing something. It's describing something. It's not a formal name of God. Yahweh in Hebrew simply means, and the best way to explain what the word means is to take a garden hose and twist, hold the end of it, turn on the water, and you feel the pressure building up. When you release the hose, it's a release of pressure. It's a release of energy. In the Hebrew, in the ancient Hebrew, the release of dynamic energy was called Yahweh. And it was always associated with sex. It's the building up of the sexual urge and the releasing of sex in the sex act was referred to in the ancient Phoenician Canaanite system as being one with Yahweh, the explosion of divine creativity. That's why our Jewish physicists have told us the universe came into existence by a big bang.
Now, back to our show.
Moloch, also known as Molech, Molech, Moloch, Molech, Moloch, Moloch, Melech, Milcom, or Molcom, representing Semitic MLK, a Semitic root meaning king, is the name of an ancient Ammonite god. Moloch worship was practiced by the Canaanites, Phoenicians, and related cultures in North Africa and the Levant. It is quite possible that the local Molech, or Moloch, of Jerusalem was identified as an aspect of both Yahweh and Milcom. Another infamous sun and fire god was Melech, Melech, Malech, Moloch or Milcom, to whom the Canaanites, Phoenicians and Israelites sacrificed their children. Still another alter ego of Yahweh was the god of Abraham, El/Bel/Baal Shaddai, the Canaanite fire and sun god. Yahweh was also Baal himself, Hosea 2:16. He is likewise El, Elan, the most high god, Genesis 14:18, the sun at its zenith. The Yahweh of the Jews is the Yah of the Egyptians, Phoenicians and Chaldeans, identified as such in the 1st century BCE by Diodorus Siculus. First, Siculus recounts that Zoroaster and others claimed that their laws were given to them by the Good Spirit. He then says, among the Judeans, Moses attributed them, the laws, to the god called by the name of Yah. As the Kenite Smith god, Yahweh, is Elath-Lahu, the name Yahu, appearing in Egypt as early as around 2500 BCE, as a title of the god Set. Lahu is also an epithet of Set's brother, Horus, as well as of Dionysus, as Iacchus. The Egyptians thus possessed a high-ranking god named Lahu, or Jahu. Concerning this fact, CMU comments that Philo and Josephus do not deny that the Jews borrowed circumcision from the Egyptians, and he next asks, why then might they not borrow a god also? Yahweh's title of Lahu indicates him to be a ruler of the solar year, probably a transcendental combination of Set, Osiris and Horus. In fact, child sacrifice may plausibly be related to certain variations of Mediterranean, Phoenicio-Punic, worship of the Phoenician deity El, in his instantiations as Hellenistic Kronos Saturn and Punic Baal Haman, with whom both Yahweh and the Ammonite high deity Milcom were likely identified. Again, the New Testament writers rendered the word Amos 5:26 not as king but as Molech, validating that some of the mentions of king in the Old Testament in reality are references to the Semitic god, a number of whose attributes Yahweh absorbed.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
It has to do with the planet Saturn. Saturn, you know, we're told that in the Old Testament that the Hebrew people, the Jewish people, were worshippers of one God. That's never been true, not true now, and never will be true. That's just one more story that's been given to us. That's never been true. The Hebrew people were worshippers of many gods, many different divine beings. They were the most eclectic, theology on the face of the earth. Next to modern-day Christianity is Judaism. Eclectic meaning it has collected from all over the world concepts and ideas. And put it together and called it today Judaism. Judaism today is the most eclectic religion on the face of the earth.
Now, back to our show.
In the form of a dove, she, Sophia, descended into the water and begot Saturn, who is identical with Yahweh. The Minoans seem to have been part of the same culture as that of the city of Ugarit, both sharing a Canaanite pantheon out of which were derived both the Greek pantheon and the worship of the god known as El, Saturn, with whom the southern deity Yahweh became identified. The connection with Saturn is highly significant, since in the astrology of antiquity, Saturn was considered to be the star of Israel of the Old Testament Yahweh. Yahweh succeeded El, and even became identified with him. As chief deity, he also seems to have appropriated his consort, Asherah. The Semitic Yahweh or Yahweh was likewise Sabazios, Sabaoth, or Sabaoth, the god of the planet Saturn, who was also known as Dionysus or Bacchus. Indeed, Dionysus Sabazios was the original Jehovah of the Passover. In this regard, Plutarch identified the Jehovah of the Feast of the Tabernacles with Dionysus Liber, the god of wine. Plutarch further remarked that the Jews abstain from swine's flesh because their Dionysus is also Adonis, who was killed by a boar. The identification of Yahweh with Dionysus is evident as well from a coin found near Gaza dating to the 5th century BCE and possessing, on the obverse, a bearded head of Dionysus type, on the reverse, a bearded figure in a winged chariot, designed in Hebrew characters JHWH Jehovah. In the magical texts and elsewhere in the early Christian era, Osiris, the Greek gods, and the archangel Sabaoth are mentioned in the same breath. As Sabazios, etc. represents Saturn or Kronos, so Yahweh is identified with that planet as well. As we have seen, Saturn is yet another sun god, or aspect of the god Sun. A silver dram probably struck by the Persian administration in Jerusalem, 4th century BCE. The coin shows a deity seated on a winged wheel, often interpreted as a depiction of Yahweh, Yahu. Eau, Yahweh, was identified with Baal, that is, Typhon in Egypt, whose image was worshipped by man as Say, one form of whom was Baal of the seventh heaven, or Saturn. Eau, Yahweh, and Saturn change places in the flood story. Eau was held to be Saturn. The Arabian Dionysus Eau is Eau. The Arabs adore Dionysus Moloch Eau, who is Abel, Baal, Bel. Bel is both Saturn and Sun, hence the prophets of Baal contended with those of Eau. The Romans accused the Christians of human sacrifice during the mysteries of Saturn, clearly because the Romans identified Yahweh with Saturn, to whom, in Africa in particular, human beings had been sacrificed. Kronos Saturn, identified with the Jewish god and his three names Eau, the abbreviation of Yahweh, Sabaoth and Adonai. The Jews claim that Moses received their religious laws from Eau. Eau is often associated or equated with Yahweh and Deoldebeth. Jah, Yahweh, is Saturn, by he who is worshipped as Saturn. And according to Sedra News, the deity worshipped by the Chaldeans and Gnostics, those of the stones, known as Eau, the divinity whose name was ineffable, and whose secret was never to be uttered, was a divinity compounded of the sun, moon, and Saturn.